7 FM.
The sounds of the Bayside.
This is the Space Show. Listeners of a certain age will remember using mothballs to keep moths from eating stored woolen clothing. If so, you will remember their distinctive smell. That odour was caused by their primary component, naphthalene. One native moth is, of course, the bogong. Naphthalene has many more uses besides killing moths. One use being explored by the Australian company Boswell Technologies is as a propellant for satellites. And what could an Aussie company call its thruster? Well, all is explained in this company release from February last year.
Space is full of weird and wonderful technology, and an Australian company is continuing the trend by using old-fashioned mothballs to propel satellites. Boswell Technologies is powering its new bogong thruster with naphthalene, which once protected our clothes as the key ingredient in mothballs, until milder substances took over in recent years. The thruster made history in 2023 by running in orbit aboard a Skycraft Block 3 satellite. The advantage of naphthalene in space is that it sublimates when heated. This means it changes directly from a solid into a vapor that can propel a satellite, without producing any liquid in the process. Avoiding liquid is helpful in zero gravity, because it's hard to stop it sloshing around and jamming components. Professor Rod Boswell, founder of Boswell Technologies, says it was a student who first sparked the company's interest in naphthalene.
We had a PhD student, Dimitrios Sifakis, working on our radio frequency plasma pocket rocket thruster. He found that the compressed gas system was prohibitive for small satellites. Launcher companies do not like compressed gas, especially at 10 megapascals of pressure, and compressed gas systems are too large and heavy for small satellites like CubeSats. Dimitrios then looked at solid propellants and realized that naphthalene was ideal. He carried out a successful development campaign and achieved remarkable results that are set out in his PhD thesis.
Turns out, naphthalene is a simple solid propellant. In the past couple of decades, space industry research has identified iodine as another solid chemical suitable for providing propulsion via sublimation. However, the corrosive nature of iodine is bad news for storage tanks, so Boswell Technologies is promoting naphthalene as a simple alternative. Even so, the team had to overcome some unique challenges to make the bogong thruster a reality. The biggest was creating a custom valve separating the naphthalene container from the expansion nozzle that releases the vapor. Dr. Mardi the Voodianidalike, technical manager at the Australian National University's Space Plasma Power and Propulsion Group, worked with Boswell Technologies to create a sliding mechanism that avoids cold welding. Cold welding is when similar materials bond when placed together in the vacuum of space.
Months were spent designing, fabricating, and testing different valve designs until we decided on a unique sliding type of valve,
Dr. The Voodianidalike says.
This valve has a mass of only 40 grams, and can work even if naphthalene deposits inside it due to unforeseen conditions. The second generation of the bogong thruster will have an improved version of this valve using the lessons learned from lab and in-orbit tests.
The next problem was how to hitching a ride into space. It didn't take long for the innovative approach of the bogong thruster to catch the eye of one of Australia's biggest satellite companies. After initially being approached by Boswell Technologies in 2022 paid Skyride to carry a thruster into orbit, Skycraft was so impressed with the technology it decided to buy two of the thrusters itself. The second of the two, a refined version with improved performance, launched on board a Skycraft Block 3 satellite in 2023 June with SpaceX's Transporter 8. In 2023 November, It successfully demonstrated thrust that changed the satellite's orbit, marking a world first for Naphthalen. As Skycraft works towards delivering its own major projects, company chief executive officer Dr. Michael Fratter lauds the mutually beneficial outcome of the thruster demonstration.
Skycraft is pleased to be able to carry payloads like the Bukum thruster to enable them to achieve crucial space heritage. Through this activity, Skycraft supports innovation in the broader space community and has the opportunity to work with world-leading companies as we start to deliver a global air traffic management service, to provide constant real-time communications between air traffic controllers and pilots.
With a successful in-orbit demonstration under its belt, Boswell Technologies has now put the Bukum thruster up for sale to the global market. The company will continue to engage the Australian National University's Space Plasma Power and Propulsion Group as a subcontractor to fabricate the thruster and help further evolve the design.
The in-orbit demonstration was a wonderful outcome for all concerned,
Professor Boswell says.
It allows us to proceed with refining the basic Bukum thruster, presenting a proven operational thruster to the world, and making the next step of entering into large commercial contracts. We are now working on commercial development based on a solid foundation of in-orbit heritage, targeting small satellites and CubeSat.
There are no Bogong moths in space, but as you've heard, there will be Bogong thrusters. Indeed, as noted there, one has already been tested in space aboard one of the five Skycraft 3 satellites launched last year. Now, Boswell says that the expected level of performance was demonstrated in orbit.
3, 2, 1, and lift off.
Falcon 9 is supersonic.
I always watched these launches before, but this one was really unique for me because I knew that I built something that is over there, going to orbit.
Skycraft, separation confirmed.
When you see that it's detached from the SpaceX and tumble into the darkness, that was really exciting for me that, okay, it's done. Stressful rather than exciting, to be honest, because we have to finish everything in 1 week. It's a deadline. They are assembling the whole satellite and ours goes in the middle, so we have to deliver it on time. This is the first time that naphthalene is used as a propellant for the thruster.
Essentially, you have a box and you fill it with naphthalene, mothballs.
So you might say, why do you use that? Well, it sublimates, which means that it goes from a solid to a gas straight off. It doesn't have to go through a liquid. If you have a liquid in space, there's no gravity, so it doesn't stay where it should.
So it's heating crystals of naphthalene and opening a door or a valve. That's it. So as long as you can control your valve, you can have thrust.
It is a gorgeous stuff, actually, except for moths.
It's a game changer, as in a way that we will give a new thruster to a market that wasn't exist before. So this is the first one in the whole world, and we will add another option, Australian one, with the flight heritage to go to the market.
So this is really starting to do the final assembly before it's delivered to Skycraft. The fuel tank is ready now, so then you have to assemble the other mechanical part, and here you can see the propellant is integrated into the frame, and the frame is the interface with the Skycraft spacecraft.
This is really hard, so we have to spend a lot of time to manage to just qualify this thing to go to space.
Just to launch a brick into space is one thing, but to launch something into space to get it to work, we know that it's really hard. It takes a lot of time, a lot of work, a lot of money to send anything into space.
And if you're going to sell something that's going into space, you can't nick up there and change something. You have to make sure that it will work for as long as it's up there.
The requirement for the material, for the testing, all these things, is huge. When the rocket launched to orbit, you see the way that it starts. The payload on that rocket is gonna feel a lot of force on. You have to shake it really hard to be sure that it doesn't break.
You can see.
Yes, you can see it rotates.
So hopefully it will survive, it doesn't break down at the end of this test.
So let's try again with a lower gain and see if we can get higher overall.
End of test. That was good. That's good. That was good.
We decided to develop all that we needed to space qualify this thruster, and this was a schedule for the rideshare program by Skycraft.
Skycraft, when they saw how well it operated in our tests here, which we could show them the thrust, how much it would move their spacecraft, then they decided to buy them. I was so pleased. That was really great.
So with local companies, with a fantastic interaction with the university, we are just tracing the path forward.
And this is the final installation and integration inside the satellite, and that's it. We are not going to see the Vulcan anymore. This is the goodbye.
Now that I'm looking at the space, and say, okay, this is equipment that's orbiting now, which I spent a year on it to build it. The fact that we managed to do it was really amazing for us.
It's so exciting that we are trying not to be too excited, right? We still have to, because we have to develop and deliver Vulcan 1.1, so we need to be focused. So we have not opened the champagne bottle just yet. We're waiting.
The thruster gas bell was opened following validation of nozzle heating and naphthalene flow. Using only a few watts of electrical power, the naphthalene was heated to 30 Celsius. The escaping gas gave an estimated thrust of only 100 micronewtons, sufficient to change the Skycraft satellite's attitude, rate and pointing. Now, in July of this year, the iLaunch Trailblazer University programs made the following announcement.
Heralding an era of low-cost space innovation, CubeSat have democratized access to space research with huge benefits to the global space industry. One major drawback of a CubeSat is the lack of size, mass, and power available for subsystems to control the satellite once in space. The control process of satellite motion, GNC, or guidance, navigation and control, determines satellite position, velocity, attitude and rotational rate and is continuous once in space. This latest iLaunch Trailblazer project builds on original work from the Australian National University and Boswell Technologies that launched to space in 2023. The Vulcan thruster is a box containing naphthalene, which is a propellant that goes directly from a solid to a gas when heated. By emitting naphthalene gas into space, you create thrust, pushing your spacecraft forward in the opposite direction. This project will develop a thrust vectoring system for the Vulcan thruster to advance guidance, navigation and control for CubeSats. We are pioneering Australia's first vectored thrust technology for small satellites, using space heritage demonstrated by iLaunch University partner, Australian National University and Boswell Technologies, said iLaunch Trailblazer Executive Director, Darren Lovett. We are partnering with Indian company Azista Industries to integrate the thruster into a CubeSat to demonstrate spaceflight heritage on orbit. Successful demonstration of this thruster will open it up for commercialization into the CubeSats and small SATs that Azista is developing. This cutting-edge system will be integrated into Azista's attitude control system, offering unprecedented precision maneuvering and responsiveness of small satellites, enabling them with new capabilities for applications in Earth observation, secure communications, and optical alignment. This project shows how a PhD student's research at university can be developed into a cutting-edge technology in the space industry. Collaboration between industry and the university resulted in the full development of the Bogong 1 thruster, which is now functioning in orbit. Bogong thruster demonstrates Australian National University's capabilities and potential future development of the technologies and can inspire many students and researchers, said the Australian National University head of the Space Plasma, Power and Propulsion Laboratory, Professor Christine Charles. This project stands to catalyse the small satellite sector by introducing an advanced vectored thrust control system, marking a significant leap in manoeuvring capabilities. The successful demonstration of this technology in orbit will serve as a critical milestone, showcasing the potential for this homegrown innovation to revolutionise small satellite operations and establish new industry standards for satellite control systems, said Boswell Technologies Chief Executive Officer, Professor Roderick Boswell. By enhancing the manoeuvrability of small satellites, this project has the scope to stimulate economic growth within the regional satellite and space technology markets. ASESTA will undertake the design and production of the CubeSat, ensuring it is compatible with the integrated propulsion and pointing systems, preparing it for comprehensive altitude and attitude control testing, then manage the launch of the satellite into orbit to showcase the technology's functionality and readiness for the market, said ASESTA Industries Business Development Manager, Bharat Simha Reddy Papala. Concept: deformable structure design will be followed by prototyping, testing and integration, that will culminate in the delivery to the launch facility for pre-launch testing and preparation in 2026. Once in orbit, ASESTA will control the satellite and different mission and test profiles will be performed on the satellite to show the capabilities of the technology.
And that was about the iLaunch program for Australia. This has been The Space Show.